There you have it, Kiss Cool from Four Good Men. And we are online live with Bruce Watson.
Hello.
Who? How you doing, Bruce?
I'm doing very well. All the better for speaking to you.
Are you still having fun?
I'm having a lad's time.
Doesn't she have a sexy voice?
Stop it! Cut it out. It's because I'm part Scottish, okay? That's why.
Oh, that's right.
There you go.
See? And well, I Highland dance,
you're
too.
Scottish and I'm Canadian, so...
Well, you know what? I got you beat. I'm Scottish and Canadian, too. And
yeah,
Irish.
I'm Scottish and Canadian too.
Yeah, but but you're more blue blood than I am. Because I'm mixed. I've got German and Irish
blood,
in me too.
I've got blue skin.
Oh, warm yourself up, Bruce. Come on.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get the fire on, I think.
How are you going to play guitar if your fingers are cold?
Oh, use my feet.
That might not be...
No,
well,
I think that'll be a bad idea.
Yeah, that might be a bad idea. So how... you write songs with these guys as well? How does all that come about? Because you've got like these four incredibly talented individuals and more, plus more, of course, but how do you all come together writing songs? I'm curious about that.
Well, it kind of starts off with Derek and myself, and Derek will sit down at the piano and I'll get the guitar, and we just... You know, I'll have an idea for a song, or Derek will have an idea for a song, and we then present it to Ian in a demo form. He comes up with the lyrics, and then it's over to Mick. Then Mick adds the keyboards.
Yeah.
And then it's as simple as that.
Wow, that's pretty cool, though. So you can't.
Yeah,
have,
I mean, there's no science to it. I mean, we can kind of do it in our sleep.
So basically, it's just your riff. You come up with a guitar riff, a couple of chords, and.
Yeah, usually it's either a guitar riff that I've came up with, or a piano lick, or a bass lick that Derek's come up with.
Yeah.
It's kind of worked out that way with the four songs. They're kind of either guitar-driven or piano-driven.
That must be nice with that kind of talent, just to come up with a riff and somebody comes and adds something else to it, and the singer comes around and the words just pop up to his head.
It's just like a puzzle that gets put together, and it's each time you solve part of the puzzle, it's a really pleasant surprise so far, you know?
Yeah, and it's not put into one person's lap for them to do it all, everybody...
No. We're kind of almost like a co-op. Everybody has their own little, little thing to do, you know?
That's great. That really is.
Well, I like Kiss Cool, because I think that was just wonderful. And, of course, your other song, Falling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, just phenomenal. It's just, I don't know. I can't talk anymore. I'm lost. Take it away, Dan.
No, you basically, you threw me off guard. Throw it in my court now.
Throw the ball in your area. Come on, it's all good. Come on, Dan,
you're
catch.
My songs.
No, they're really, is it Falling? Falling has a keyboard riff behind it.
It does.
It almost, I don't want to say it, but it almost sounds like a little piece of Mike Oldfield.
Oldfield, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's probably because it sounds a little bit like Mike Oldfield.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I'm sitting here going, yeah, that sounds
that
like
that.
That
was Mick's fantastic idea. It was, you know, he just, we originally, we were watching a lot of horror movies, Derek and I. And we were kind of watching Halloween, and the idea kind of, we had an idea that was kind of based on Halloween, and then Mick got his hands on it, and it kind of went a bit towards The Exorcist. It's quite an, even though it's a pop song, it's an evil little song as well.
Yes, because you can feel there was two sides. It's two-dimensional, for me anyway, because I can hear parts of that.
Yeah.
And I said, wow, this is great.
How
you
kind of got that Exorcist thing. It's not exactly The Exorcist.
No, it's missing a few notes. It's missing a few notes, but when I first heard it, I said, hey, that sounds like Tubular Bells.
And
I was quite amazed how you put it into the song and made it work. That was
Mick's whole thinking behind it, you know, and he kind of stuck it in. He went, you know, this might sound a bit weird, guys, but it may just work. And, you know, he put it on it, and we loved it, you know.
Yeah, well, that's, it made the song,
interesting.
Very textured.
Yeah. And listenable.
Adds texture to that that song, and when I listen to it, that's what I get from it. So
it's geniuses at work.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you very much.
There you go.
Your check's in the post.
Shh, you weren't supposed to say that on the air.
Yeah. Okay.
It's between us, Bruce.
Oh, okay.
I'll buy you that beer when I get over.
Oh, please,
right.
Would you?
Yeah.
Yeah. You must, and now we're going to be talking about beer here. Canadian beer is like, you know, anemic.
What kind of beer?
Canadian beer.
Oh, right. I'm not familiar with Canadian beer.
No, well, you know what? Just stick with the Guinness. Because
Canadian... I tend to get very familiar with it.
American beer is water, Canadian beers.
Yes, I've experienced that before. Yeah. And it was
Canadian beer is a little heavier depending on what you like. And
well, American beer, you just tend to go to the toilet quite a lot, don't you?
Oh, yes.
Well, you know what it is.
From both ends.
Bruce, you know what it is. You got when you're drinking beer, there's a thing my brother taught me. We'd sit in the pub and he'd say, okay, do not stand. Just drink and sit, because the second you stand and then you go to the washroom, well, you've broken the seal, and that's it. You're every 5 minutes, you're going to the washroom.
Oh, no, I don't like that.
See? Just don't stand.
I liked that movie. What was that film called with Bob and Doug McKenzie?
Oh, The Great White North.
Yeah, what was that movie? Was it it was based in a brewery?
Strange Brew?
Was it Strange Brew?
Strange Brew, there we go.
Yeah. Strange Brew. That was hilarious.
God, that takes me back. That
yeah, I know. Fun. Now you've really taken me back.
Yeah. Great movie.
Yes, it was.
And also Max von Sydow from The Exorcist was in it.
Yeah, that's right. Max von Sydow. That's right. Wow.
That's scary, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, I...
What was that?
That's the one. That's the one.
That's it.
That's how we did it.
I'm not doing that part.
They didn't whistle it.
No, they didn't whistle it, but no. I'm not doing that.
God, I must find out. We're dying. That movie. What a great movie.
Yeah. Oh man,
we put out some decent talent, right?
Oh, Def up Canada, you know. Definitely.
Definitely.
What was the dog called? Was it Hosehead or something? Wasn't it?
Hoser.
Was it Hoser?
They don't know. Well, they just call each other Hoser. Hosers. Hey, Hoser. I can't even do it.
That's like I think that's the equivalent to you dummy. I think so, wasn't it?
Which one?
Hoser was equivalent to dummy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hoser was, you know, you're a loser, you're a complete moron, you know, chicks won't go for you. Things like that.
No, I'm up for anything Canadian.
So are you guys coming ahead of time? Because you've got a show November 25th in Toronto, and then you're coming to Montreal on the 26th. And now
we're just going to fly out the day before, I think. Just get there late in the evening, have a few beers, wake up hopefully early the next day, and just go and do a sound check and a little rehearsal, and off we go.
You know what I noticed on your website was that you guys have actually got a floor plan and a lighting set up. On your actual website, I don't know, is that a normal thing to put on a website for a band?
I haven't got a clue, I haven't even looked.
Well, if you look, I'm not crazy, I saw this.
What did you see?
on the www.forgoodmen.com website, there's a thing, it's a thing that talks about their lighting setup and their sound equipment, or their equipment, what they need.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Right, I see.
That's, for me, anyway, for the technical and the musicians, they want to know that. Well, how do they
get... we got a lot of emails and stuff, you know, what kind of strings do you use, guitars, effects, all that kind of stuff. So
that's a good question. I wanted to ask you, what kind of guitar do you use?
I use custom-made guitars.
Yes, I noticed that looking at your webpage. I says, you know what, I cannot figure out your guitar, and I was looking at it, the body style, the neck, and you always look at the headstock.
Yeah, well, my latest guitar's made by a couple of guys down in Newcastle. It's called Kroska Sharp. So they're making my guitars for me at the moment. Derek, I think he uses a French company called Vigier, makes his basses.
Yeah, because I've noticed you guys don't use any... you're basically using your homeland, your own people, your own... No, I lost my...
You lost your words.
Yeah, well, Dan, you know...
Your own resources.
Yeah, well, I mean, people just, you know, get in touch and ask if we're interested in trying a new guitar and stuff.
Yeah.
You bring along a few samples, and if I like them, I'll say, yeah, I'll definitely use them, you know. Oh. And it's great because it saves having to actually go to a guitar store and buying a guitar.
Absolutely.
You know, and you get it custom made for you and stuff like that, you know.
So you're another...
That's all the technical stuff, so I guess why that's on the website.
Yeah, so you get... Are you a stickler for sound, that ultimate guitar tone?
No, not at all. Not at all. I tend to find if I pick up even a cheap, you know, 20 quid guitar or a Les Paul or a Fender, it just still sounds like me.
Yeah.
But it's still a horrible noise, you know.
No.
So it don't matter. Seriously, it don't matter what guitar you play, you know, it'll still sound like you, you know.
It's true.
Yeah.
Because it's you playing it.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Yeah, that's...
Dan loves that. He just he plays guitar himself, and I think he's pretty good.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now I'm scared.
Well, you should be, because the name of his band is Elbow Deep.
You sure that's not the name of a gay porn site?
there you go. See, Dan? Learn from Bruce, okay? Because when
okay,
they were...
You bring a copy of the CD of Elbow Deep to the gig. I want to hear it. I certainly don't want to see it.
Or experience it.
I don't know. For some reason or other, our singer just decided that he loved that name for the band, and that's what he called it.
Well, that's
Elbow Deep.
Elbow Deep, yeah.
Right, that sounds fantastic. I want a copy.
Well, I've seen them live, and they sound better than any other band. How's that?
Well, maybe Elbow Deep should be supporting Four Good Men.
I think Elbow Deep should open for Four Good Men.
No.
Yeah. Definitely.
No. Yeah, there you go. See, Dan?
I thought maybe we should open up for Elbow Deep, one of the two.
Ooh.
You know?
No. Definitely no. Bruce, you know what? Stick with what is going on right now. Elbow Deep might be okay, but you guys are way more fantastic.
Yeah.
Way more.
Well, bring me a copy of the CD anyway.
Well, now they've got their work cut out.
Yeah.
Come on, Dan. Let's go. Get your copy. Go.
Yeah. It's a fair trade. You give us an Elbow Deep CD and we'll give you a Four Good Men CD. So it's a fair trade.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Sounds good to me.
Oh,
there you
go. I can't wait.
Our band used to be called Liquorfly.
Used to be called what?
Liquorfly.
You're just dirty.
Liquorfly.
Yeah, Liquorfly.
Liquorfly. Like liquor
zipper?
There's
two different meanings to it. It depends on what context and what you're thinking about at the time I say that word.
Right. Liquorfly.
Yeah. Just, you know.
I prefer Elbow Deep. it's got a certain ring to it.
No.
It sounds more, you know, gender friendly.
Well, right, okay.
When our singer says, when he announces the band's name on stage, then it sounds kind of weird. Elbow Deep.
Yeah, I don't know.
Have you got a website?
No, we're just, we hack around, we play around, and we make stuff up, and that's basically what we do. We make noise.
And
we love it. As well. It's all noise.
Yeah.
Very good. So you've only got two Canadian shows, Montreal and Toronto?
That's correct, yeah.
And you didn't want to go out west? Is there
Well, I don't know. I mean, I kind of thought when we were going to do the west coast, we would have headed up towards Seattle and Vancouver, but I guess it just didn't happen. Maybe it was getting a bit too close to Christmas and stuff like that, but hopefully the next time we come out, it'll be a bit more of an extensive tour.
Well, I can't tell you how thrilled I am that you're coming to Montreal.
Yeah, well, I'm probably more thrilled than what you are. I'm so excited about coming out there.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we're just thrilled that we're going on and on about this. We're plugging the show big time. We're all going to be there. And, Club Soda is in for a treat. And Club Soda is a beautiful venue.
But I want to really hear them play Someone Somewhere.
In summertime. There you
go. Well, we can do that for you. Not a problem.
Yeah.
Because I play it all the time. And you know what? There used to be one of my songs I used to just sit there and listen to. And
right.
I really enjoyed listening to it. And I could... And for when CDs came in, all my cassette tapes got pushed on the side and never converted over. So I never really got back into that. And just recently, I listened to it on your website. And I was like, wow, does that bring back memories?
Yeah, that was the first Simple Minds song that we kind of learned for Four Good Men. It was the first choice.
Yeah, I can understand why.
And it's such a fantastic song to play live as well. It's just, you know, it's just great fun playing it, you know.
Yeah.
So great song.
It's nice to have it come back.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great to play it again. It's just, it's just awesome cool.
Yeah, I love playing it. And the rest of the guys love it as well, you know. And it's just great that you've got two of the original members of the Simple Minds still doing it, you know.
Yep. So where's the rest of the band? Where's the rest of Big Country?
Well, Tony Butler, a bass player, he's down in Cornwall. He's actually a music teacher now.
Wow.
He decided just to kind of knock it on the head once Big Country split up.
Yeah.
And Mark Brzezicki, the drummer, he is, I think he drums with Procol Harum now.
Oh, yeah?
So he's out in Europe quite a lot with those guys.
See, you don't get those over here. You don't get Procol Harum over here anymore.
No, but they seem to do a lot in Germany and Holland and stuff like that, you know. A lot of the bands from that era, for instance, like Manfred Mann, you know, they're always out there, you know, in Europe.
Wow,
you know, bands like the Groundhogs, Uriah Heep, Nazareth, you know, they're still out there doing it.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And you don't hear about that.
We don't hear about that at all.
You only hear about the American and the Canadian, but you don't hear about the European.
Well, that's just it. Like, I mean, whatever happened with these bands, and it's really cool to hear that they're still touring or they're still playing.
Yeah, they're still doing it, you know. I guess that the Eastern European markets kind of opened things up for a lot of bands as well. So you get, a lot of the guys are out there in Eastern Europe touring and stuff, you know, Russia, places like that. Places where you would never tour, 20 years ago if they opened up.
Yeah, it's true. They're all banned. You couldn't play there.
Unbelievable. That is so amazing. Well, you're listening to www.mohawk-radio.com. We are talking live with Bruce Watson of Four Good Men, and they're going to be playing Sunday, November the 26th. Here in Montreal at Club Soda. You're also playing the 25th in Toronto at the Opera House.
Yep.
That's also another beautiful venue. Yeah, that's really, really nice. And then that's it.
Pardon?
Then you're going to New York, and then you're going to Washington. And here's a good one for you. Vienna and Washington, D.C. Jam and Java?
I've never heard of that one.
No, that's pretty impressive.
Well, Java was impressed.
Java,
one of our DJs, his name is Java.
Right, no, I'm not familiar with that gig at all, so that should be a good one.
And then November 29th, you're playing with the Pretenders in New Jersey.
New Jersey, that's correct.
That's going to be amazing. And in Boston, Mass, at the Paradise Lounge in Springfield, Maine, Hollywood. Ooh, the Knitting Factory.
Paradise Lounge. I've heard of that gig.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think there's one on the East Coast as well, though, isn't there, a Knitting Factory?
I wouldn't know.
You should have a pretty good audience in Boston. It's mostly Irish.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what it is. I mean, it's, again, thank God for the internet, because if it wasn't for the internet, we wouldn't know where you guys are. We wouldn't know. I would not know about Four Good Men.
No.
That's right. I mean, it's a new name. You would never, it's like bands like Big Country and Simple Minds have got that brand name that goes back 25, 30 years, but Four Good Men's a brand new name. It's a kind of a risk. But we hope it'll pay off,
Were you guys afraid of sounding too much like your old bands, or did you want to have a
certain... No, not at all, because we're all writers, co-writers from those bands, and, if I play guitar, it will sound like that bloke out of Big Country, because I was that bloke out of Big Country, same with Derek and Mick, So, no, I'm not too scared about sounding like anything like our previous bands. I think there will be elements in there, but those elements also bring something new, because you've got a kind of new chemistry there.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because, it's exactly that. It's chemistry.
It's a great combination.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
You guys were all very successful with your other bands, and then you've all come together and you've created Four Good Men, and so far from what we've heard, it's just phenomenal.
Oh, thanks very much.
I'm so proud. Well, I think that's going to be the end of it.
Okay.
Unless you want to keep talking. I have no problems talking with you.
Oh, I could talk for Scotland, definitely. But I guess you need to get your breath back, so...
No, I got to go to the potty.
Go to the potty?
It's got to go potty.
I'm kidding. I just like throwing things out there, just to get a reaction. It's all good.
Well, it was you put it very politely. I could have said worse, but...
Well, she could have, too.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I bet.
being in Canada and everything.
When I meet these guys,
Oh, yeah. When we go backstage, it's going to be no holes barred. How's that?
Oh, we'll talk elbow deep, won't we?
Dan, your day's going to be made.
Yeah.
Talk elbow deep. Maybe you can, get a scent in there.
I can't wait.
Oh, boy.
You sure you want to come to Montreal, Bruce?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I'll take a walk on the wild side.
We're looking so forward to meeting you and to seeing your show, and we'll be there. And we're going to bring a whole bunch of people with us.
Excellent.
And, that's pretty much about it. You got anything else to say, Mr. Dan?
No, it's just a pleasure speaking with you and joining us on mohawk-radio.com. It's just been a pleasure.
No, I had a ball. Thanks very much for having us on the show. I really can't wait to meet you guys.
Well, you might change your mind after you meet us.
And vice versa.
Especially with Dara drinks.
Yeah. Okay, that was absolutely fantastic.
They keep bugging me about this. I don't know. I'm not an alcoholic. And that's the first thing they all say, right? I'm not an alcoholic. I'm not. Yeah. Anyways.
No, you're just a heavy drinker.
Yeah.
Well, somebody's got to be, right?
Yeah.
No,
I'm a closet drinker. It's a big closet.
Well, I'm a designated drinker.
Oh, you're just wonderful. Anyways, listen, be safe. Mm-hmm. And have fun at your show in Toronto. And don't get too liquored up, because you got to be in top form when you come to Montreal.
Yep, definitely. I can assure you will be in top form.
Excellent.
That was brilliant. Thank you very much.
No,
thank
it's
you very
thanks
much.
You, Bruce.
It's our pleasure.
Be well. And don't hang up. We'll say goodbye to you off the air. We're going to put on the other song from Four Good Men called Falling. And you've been listening to The Double D Show. It's 11:30, and we've had Bruce Watson from Four Good Men, who's originally from Big Country. And, oh, my God, what a great interview, and we can't wait to see these guys. Please do not forget. Mark this on your calendar. November 26th, Club Soda, 9 o'clock, Four Good Men, www.mohawk-radio.com. We'll be there. We'll be there. We'll be there. Getting ourselves all geared up, and hopefully, pray there's not going to be a snowstorm. Of course, I've said it now. It's too late. Anyways.
Open your mouth.
Yeah, Dan, come on. Just stick an elbow in it.
Oh.
Here's Falling from Four Good Men. You're listening to www.mohawk-radio.com.